Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Penance, and sometimes I can be a real witch.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 2, Hallow's Eve, Issue 2, Fractured Hearts, Twisted Claws. The cover is lit purely by a lightning bolt, with silhouetted heroes leaping over a pit of bones, with grasping, mummified hands reaching up. Alina and Fracture are in front, Fracture hurling forward and Alina awkwardly pulled by them. Penance is behind them, jumping while using her magic over her shoulder to deflect the lightning at whatever chases them. The bottom has a tombstone caption that promises, "Death Shroud Defying Daring. Who is this masked hero? And who the heck is Arcana?"
Alright, so last time we left off, Penance was holding back the dark, immortal enemy Death Shroud, this enormous, mummified creature with no eyes that is just pounding its multitude of limbs and claws against her psychic barrier. Additionally, Alina had just met up with Fracture, who appears to know her, and she has certainly never met Fracture. Fracture also called Alina Arcana, which is the name that they apparently mostly knew Alina by. But we're going to go ahead and start. The first panel starts out with, I mean, first page obviously is like a little recap, but first panel proper is one of Penance close up. And you can see that beads of sweat are starting to just come up at her hairline, and she has just a look of intense pressured control trying to keep this in. And then next is a panel of Death Shroud, and its tongue has come out of its mouth and is just gangrenous and hanging down, and just it's just ripping at the barrier, trying to get forward, making these horrible screeching sounds. What do you do?
Hey, I hate to break up whatever is going on over there, but this is getting really intense and I could use some help.
Okay, at that moment, Fracture and I are jogging over to Penance.
Maybe sprinting over.
Sprinting.
This
sprinting.
Might be a time for sprinting.
Casual power walk.
Yeah.
Yes. We're lollygagging over. So we've sprinted over to Penance. Hey, Penance, this is Faction.
Fracture.
Fracture.
I knew I should have stayed with the monster.
Don't worry, Arcana, you got this. Penance, how you doing? We've met. Well, I've met. You haven't met yet. It's okay. I'm Fracture. You're Penance. It's okay. We go back. Have you fought Death Shroud before?
No.
You tell me.
Some of you have. Some of you haven't. You haven't fought Death Shroud before?
No.
Okay. Let's push it back. We need to just get a little bit of time because it's only a matter of time before it starts getting some of the people around it, and it's just eaten. And when it's just eaten, it's a little stronger.
This is a lot of information. Oh my God. I don't think I can hold this anymore.
And I think at that point we do get, if you don't mind, Death Shroud just gets four of its claws in, and it just like starts to crack it open. And we see just a fissure forming between the barrier and its head moving forward on like this long, mummified neck.
Hey, Faction, does Fracture. This thing burn?
Yes, it burns.
So I'm gonna use overcharge to use two, my remaining two burn.
Okay.
Which means I take a 10 plus when I unleash my powers.
Okay.
And I'm going to like conjure a big fireball and throw it at the biggest mass of fabric that I can find, or fabric like. Whatever it is.
Form. Okay.
Sounds good. So you blast at the thing and the fire just burns, like just rushes towards it. And it just explodes out its cloth and it is just gone. And all sorts of cloths and bits of rotting meat and fabric just splatter all around the ground around you.
That was way too easy.
Yeah, that's you didn't get it. You have to trap it.
What do you
it.
Mean I didn't get it? I just hit it.
No, it
has to be stationary.
Yeah, it left, basically, but it'll be back. We should not be out in the open.
Yeah, okay. I see a barely destroyed school over here. Let's go try and take cover.
Perfect. And Fracture grabs your hand and just starts pulling you along to this busted down school.
Wow. Bounce.
The next panel is in the cafeteria, and there's like all of those little wrapped snacks, like Yoo-hoos and stuff like that, that were available to buy for the kids while they were there. And Fracture is sitting up on one of the counters, chowing down on a ding dong. And what are the two of you doing?
I'm tired. That was a lot of energy.
Okay, so why don't you just sit down and, you know, I guide her to a little cafeteria bench. Just sit down and rest. Let me see what Fracture's got to say.
Yoo-hoo!
And they throw a yoo-hoo in your direction.
And I don't catch it because I'm not coordinated like that.
I intervene. And I catch it with my telekinesis and just lower it to the table beside her.
Thanks.
No problem.
So where are the rest of you?
Not here.
Huck, Sokotoa, Frequency?
We don't know. We literally had a blackout and woke up like this.
Okay. So let me just, I'm trying to place you. You are going by Alina, so you're not going by Arcana yet.
Why?
Who's Arcana?
She's Arcana. Okay, let me start from the beginning. I'm Fracture. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
And they like hop down off of the counter and walk over to where you've seated down and just sort of sit down and start explaining a little bit more. I appear when there's big holes in dimensions or when a dimension is going to end soon. So I'm Fracture because I'm kind of fractured around, lots of pieces. And you are some friends of mine that I see pretty often. And we've been a team a lot of the time. So I've met you a lot and you've met me a lot, but you haven't met me this time yet.
Okay, so you're saying you're from the future.
No, I'm from all dimensions when they collide with each other and when they're ending.
So this dimension is ending.
Or it's colliding with another dimension. That's a possibility, too. So, look, first, and they take out their camera bag and unzip it and take out a couple of photos and scribble a couple of things just on the back of them. It's just like, looks like some numbers. And they take out a little notebook pad as well and write the numbers in there also. Put the note bag back in and hand each of you a photo. One of the photos shows the whole group of you, but older. Probably in, like, it looks like you're probably in your 50s. And it is Penance, Alina, but in a much more magic-looking costume. Puck, Sokotoa, Frequency, Fracture, and actually Windshear. And then the other one is all of you dressed up very formally. Just like it looks like you're at some kind of like a party or something like that, maybe prom. And it's just the same group of people together. And in both of them, you can see that Fracture was the one who took the picture, that they'd held out their camera and done like sort of an awkward selfie. So you had to all be squished together. And so at this point, they then say, so if you just both hold on to that, next time I find you, I'll be able to tell which ones you were, which makes all of this easier because then I won't have to explain all this. And do you mind if I just, and they take out the camera and like sit down next to where Penance is sitting and gesture for Alina to come join and hold it up ready to take a picture with the three of you.
And I stumble over.
And they say, all right, smile, and snap a picture, and the little Polaroid comes out and they give it like a little shake and put it back into their bag.
Okay, so I am trying to get past this dimension thing because we've got a bigger fish to fry, a big mummy looking awful fish.
What are those fish that they bury under the ground and like they rot down there and people eat? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a thing. It's a not on all of them. I mean, okay, not on all Earths, but some Earths have that. It's I think it's Norwegian.
How many Earths have you been to?
And at that point, they take in a deep breath and look a little, just like a little distressed and say, a lot. I stopped keeping track after a little while because time, as you understand it, is different for me. Because all the universes are going on at the same time. So a lot, and I remember any of them, but it doesn't matter. It's like, let's not focus on that. Let me just, like, we're friends, and you don't need to worry. And, it's nice to see you two again.
Cool. Hey, Alina, can I talk to you a second?
Oh, okay. All right, just...
No, yeah, absolutely. I get it. This is a much better response than I've gotten some other times.
Okay, whatever. And so I kind of like pull her down to where I'm sitting and hope that Fracture.
Yeah, Fracture's
goes
giving
away.
You a little bit of space.
I am very confused, but I am also more worried that that thing is going to come back and we don't yet know how to get rid of it more permanently.
I am 100% with you, but Fracture. They seem to know what they're doing.
We don't know them. Like, current us doesn't know who current that person is. If they're even telling the truth. Like, how are we supposed to know if Fracture is somebody we're friends with? Photoshop is a thing.
Not on Polaroids. Listen, I understand, and I totally get where you're coming from. But listen, we're not in a position to be refusing any help at this moment. Take a powder, okay? I'm gonna go talk to Fracture.
Take a powder?
Just take five.
Great.
Fracture.
Yeah, hi. They have some of the Polaroids out and try to quickly hide one away. And you couldn't really see what it was.
Okay, weird, but...
Sorry, just... It's a lot of information, and I don't want to just barrage you with it.
I think I remember reading somewhere in the files that Deathshroud is affected by electromagnetic.
Really? We've never done that together. So, I mean, it could be. I've never tried.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if this is the same Earth that we know, or at least similar enough, there's a research facility in the Bash. I think they have some kind of super collider there.
Okay, research facility in the Bash. So that would mean... Okay, yeah. I think so. Yes, I remember. Yes, there's definitely one there. That makes a lot of portals. So listen, you're not from this one then, this Earth.
Okay.
No, I'm asking. You're not from this Earth? Like, you came here?
Well, I mean, we went down to a Halloween party Ouija seance in a you know, finished basement, and we came up to a hellscape of Mad Max proportions.
Okay, yeah. So, that makes sense. Was it just the two of you?
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh. Cole?
Frank and Nancy and what's his face. Oh, I never remember that kid's name.
Okay, so we need to get them. Okay, so this is going to sound bad, but this world might not be sticking around too much longer.
No, we have to get them.
So I was going to say, if they need...
We need to get them... Monster or rescue first?
I just have this horrible feeling, and I know nothing, but like, I have this horrible feeling that this monster is somehow tied to this world. And if we do destroy him, that might be the catalyst to get us maybe somewhere else, or this world could end as a result. I feel like we should probably get tabs on the innocents first.
I guess I get it. Ducks in a row and all.
Yeah, the more people that you can get out anytime one of these happens, I just think that's always better.
I feel like you're being purposefully cryptic.
It's not. It's a lot. I'm not around most of the time in most worlds. I only appear in a world when either there is a big confluence between two worlds, which could be the two of you arrive in, or it could be that this world is going to end. I see the end of a lot of worlds.
And we see you a lot?
Often enough.
Well, that's terrifying.
Is Puck using his portals yet?
Yeah.
So portals. Like, sometimes it's just that. Sometimes I'm there for a week and we have a good time. We knock some heads together and then I'm gone. There was one time that I was able to stick around like 8.5 months. But most of the time it's short. And so we have to just make what we can of it. And if this world's going to end and you're not from this one, then that might mean that there's a version of you here also. But it definitely means you need to get back to your world, because you're not going to reappear there magically if this one ends.
All right.
Great. Awesome. Okay.
Let's make a to-do list.
You need to hold on a second, and Alina and I need to make a plan.
Look, Arcana, we don't have time for...
Stop calling her that.
It's what she calls herself.
In she obviously does not.
In like 75% of worlds, she ends up calling herself that.
Oh, I kind of like it.
She kind of likes it.
Listen, can we just hold on a second? How can we get back to... How are we going to protect them? We barely got out of there ourselves.
Well, let's get them and we'll figure it out as we go.
Okay. Shit. Okay. I need another Yoo-hoo.
Okay, here. And they pass you a Yoo-hoo.
But now I'm done talking to you for a minute because I'm not sure about you.
It's okay. You tend not to be.
I don't appreciate that. Alina, should we run?
How's your energy? Can you tell?
I can't carry three people. I can't carry two people.
All right.
I can make my own way.
Great.
Let's huff it.
So we get a couple of panels of the two of the three, like, running through the city. And
I have a Yoo-hoo.
And you have a Yoo-hoo. You know what you actually did? Threw yourself into easy relief.
Yes.
What up?
That allows you to.
Hopeless, right?
Yes. That's hopeless. Yes.
Yeah.
Can I just say that my great cattail on my costume.
Oh my God, we're still in costumes.
Yeah, you're still in costumes.
Is much fluffier and a lot tired. And it looks like maybe just a little singed and very weird stripes.
And as the three of you are running along, Fracture goes, so different costumes from most of them. It's an interesting look, definitely.
Oh, Halloween party, not a boss battle.
And so you get to the house where you were in the basement. And you can see that you put something up over the door, right? I vaguely remember someone saying that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has been moved.
No.
What do you do?
All right.
Shit. So open the door and yell down without going down there.
Cole?
Other
Nancy.
Guy?
Okay. The lights, there appear to be a couple lights down there.
Oh, okay.
But you can't see your friends immediately because it's like a basement stair coming down. And you hear... you hear Cole's voice go, Alina, Sage, listen, come down, put your hands above your head as you're coming down. Don't make any sudden movements. We found some people, or they found us.
Hold on a second.
And Fracture has a big grin on their face and they go like, no, this is good. Come on. And they call down like, I'm on my way down, and they come on down the stairs, just hands raised above.
I have serious reservations about this.
Okay. Well, cancel them. Do you want Cole or not.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I hate it when you're so sure-minded.
You get down the stairs, and in addition to your friends being down there, there are two of the resistance fighters that you saw in the building. You're not sure that they're the people that were there, but they've got that same kind of like haggard look and the same enormous guns. And Fracture has a hand on one of their shoulders and is saying like, "Don't worry, this is good news. This is an advantage." Donovan, Janine, this is Penance and Arcana, and you must be the friends. And the friends are sitting there with just like wide-eyed, confused looks on their faces.
Are any of our friends super? Because I find it hard to believe we're the only super people in this group.
They're definitely not super.
Cool.
Remember, these are mostly just people that you know from school.
Okay.
They didn't know until just now, I think.
They were that you are really super. They were really amused by the Ouija board, like more than should be probably. Okay.
So Cole has Janine's gun like pointed at his back, and he's got his hands up and he goes, "Did you say Penance?"
Listen, this is awkward.
Are you Penance?
This is awkward, and I just don't want to talk about it right now.
Holy shit, all. You couldn't have told me that you were Penance?
Listen, it's a touchy subject. Can we just... Okay, guys, there's a big, nasty monster thing that's going to be back any minute now that we don't want you to meet. So we're going to need everybody to get together and help us find a way to get out of here.
And Frank is immediately like ready to get back out there. He's got his big piece of wood and he just like immediately goes, picks it up off the table and goes, "All right, we're going back in."
Your enthusiasm is commendable. However, I don't know that that's going to help. Your brute strength and excitement would be probably best served in a defensive capacity.
At that point, Fracture has moved over to the table and they're kind of poking at the Ouija board and going, "So is this how you ended up here?"
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Hey, Alina, didn't it say, wasn't there a name?
Yeah, it was,
Alec.
Alec.
Hagger, no. Harlow.
Harlow.
What is this name?
Alec Harlow also came up on the Ouija board before Death Shroud.
Okay, so I guess I haven't met any resistance fighters named Alec. Does Death Shroud have a name?
I don't think Death Shroud has a brain. Maybe this doesn't matter. Right?
Didn't
now.
You say that this guy had a somebody else had the last name? He was related, maybe. Oh, or
yeah, he's on the football team.
He's a linebacker.
He's a
linebacker.
Jake. He's a bat. Yes,
Frank like calls out. He's like, "Yeah, Jake Harlow."
Yes, Jake Harlow.
Okay.
I mean, but like we were using a Ouija board, like it doesn't. It's not real.
Okay.
Okay, but let's just pretend you're in a dream,
It
Frank.
Came from a box. It has Hasbro on the box.
How do you propose that we got here?
And Fracture just kind of like, they clap their hands real quick to get attention and say, "So Halloween, very thin barriers between worlds, this kind of thing happens. But we need to move if you're going to get out of here on time."
Okay, can everybody walk?
And they, like, your friends have not been injured at all. They've okay. been threatened. You do see that Frank actually does have, like, a bit of a bump on his forehead. It looks like he decided that he was going to fight somebody. But the rest of them are together and fine. And so Cole is coming up to you and saying, I'm sorry I freaked out for a second about you being Penance. It's just, I kind of thought you were just like one of us." And he's trying to shift your labels. He's trying to raise your mundane and lower your savior.
No way.
So you're going to reject that?
Yeah. Hard reject.
Especially because your mundane is Oh, no, it would be raising your mundane, so.
Right. Okay. And what am I rolling? Just a straight roll?
It's just a straight roll.
Six. Does that mean I didn't do it?
On a miss, their words hit you hard. Mark a condition and the GM will adjust your labels.
Brandon is our friend. Maybe he will help you.
He's also our GM. He will not.
So he's trying to tell you who you are and it affects you emotionally in some way. What does that make you mark off?
I'm angry.
Okay. And then additionally...
Here's my labels. God damn it.
Additionally, yeah, he's raising your mundane and lowering your savior.
My savior? How dare you?
Yeah.
That's my most important one.
Sorry. He didn't think that you were a superhero. And he kind of thought and wanted you to be, you know, just a person like him. You're all this party.
I am not into this dude anymore. I'm
Was that
pissed.
You as Penance?
No, that's me as Elspeth going. How dare you?
So heading out and moving towards the bash?
Yes. All right, everyone. We're pretty sure that the bash in this world is still located where the bash in our other world was located. So everybody know where that is?
And everyone kind of like nods and says, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go to the research facility located in the bash. We're going to try to get in and we're going to look for a big thing with lots of other, I don't know what a
superconductor,
super collider.
Oh.
Donovan, who's one of the freedom fighters, says, it's a big building, big dome.
Yes.
The memorial. Yeah, we can get you there.
All right, let's go.
There's a couple panels of all of you moving through the city. And in the background of several of them is Death Shroud. You can tell that it is, well, first off, it's back.
Can we see it?
Yeah, you've seen it and spotted it. Uh-huh. And it seems like it's trying to hunt you. So do you want to try to deal with it on your way there or do you want to just get there?
Get there.
Okay. So the next panel is you at this big kind of like science lab. It always been like kind of a weird location for it because it's among like a lot of much poorer, much more rundown buildings. But this area seems to have not been destroyed to the same extent. So you can still see like that building is there.
Okay.
Is the diner still there?
Diner's gone.
Damn.
Yeah. Donovan and Janine come up first and they're like, they give you just a hand up for a second, like, cause they're going to check the building. And they get the doors open and come in and then you hear from inside.
Clear.
All right. So my best guess is that we need to clear as much out of the way of Death Shroud as possible and then power up the super collider. And I think that'll create an electromagnetic field that will hold it in place. So you have to come in with the fireball and just keep burning.
I can do that as long as I'm not needed to hold him there. I can't do both at the same time. So this whole plan is contingent on the electromagnetic field.
Fracture comes forward and like towards the two of you and says, I can help however you'd like me to, but electromagnets and fire aren't exactly my specialty.
What exactly is your specialty besides telling us our doom is near?
I mean, no, your doom is not near. You're going to be fine. We're going to get through this. You're going to get through this. I promise I'm going to do everything I can.
Do you have any skills that are useful in combat?
I fight well.
You can hit that thing?
I've hit it a couple times.
It hit you a couple times?
It can also fight well.
How long do you think you can give us? I think I have to be making some structural changes to this building.
Do you want me to get out there, give it a run around?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you soon. And Fracture goes over to one of the windows because like you've come inside and you had to go upstairs to get towards the collider. And they just like open one of the windows, put a foot out on the edge and look at the two of you and go, you're going to make it out of this. and then they jump out into the night.
That's reassuring.
There is this big, complicated piece of machinery.
I have not a clue what to do with this.
All right. Gather everybody together. We need to metal, lots of metal, anything and everything, and batteries, any kind of power.
Okay. Hey guys. So we're going to build sort of a bonfire, but okay, with metal and batteries. It's complicated. Don't ask too many questions. Just, can you, like,
you're powering
up the
super glider? Ask Skull.
That was odd. Yes.
Like doing like an electromagnetic pulse?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you want me gathering, or do you want me to take a look at it with...
Yes, absolutely.
Go with Alina. That's super helpful. Thank you for being so considerate.
And I'm sorry again about before. And he goes to, like, he gives like a kind of like jog over towards Alina to help out.
I'm still sort of mad at him. That was inner monologuing. Okay, everybody else, we have to look for big pieces of metal, any metal, and batteries, and bring them to Alina and Cole. Should I be calling you something other than Alina?
The damage is done. I guess if I really need to, I'll just ask John to do a mind wipe when we're back. Alina's fine.
Okay, great.
And Cole is like, John?
Budger not. All right, task at hand, people. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
Let's not focus on anything I'm saying other than let's go.
Okay, get metal. Go.
And at that point, Donovan, Janine, like the whole crew, they all start just gathering things up. And this was a science lab, so there is lots of metal. And they're able to start like gathering up all the different pieces of it. We now get a cutaway panel. And it just is Fracture just like jumping from building to building. And they're kind of just like talking a little bit to themselves, like, it seemed like they were doing all right. That's always a good thing. And Arcana seems well. And there you are. And you see their face just like going up from where they were jumping to an enormous shadow up above them and goes, time to dance. And then we cut back to you two. So you've gathered a bunch of materials for the superconductor. I'll be honest. I don't know anything about what this is. So we're going to just be real comic booky and assume we're right.
Good.
Okay.
I like that assumption.
There was something that had to be, like tied into place, because normally this isn't able to be done with this sort of, enormous pile of junk that you've gathered all together, because that would be very dangerous. Mm. And so Cole like just like took off his shirt and like tied it in place.
He what?
He took off his shirt to tie the piece into place.
Sage.
What? I'm doing it. I'm doing the thing.
And Donovan and Janine come up to you and they kind of like give a salute and say, Arcana, we have made a pile. We've got things ready whenever you are, I guess. Is that enough?
It's going to have to be. Can anybody see where Fracture is?
I'll go look. And so I'm going to run outside and levitate.
Okay.
And sort of yell back to her. They're like fighting it, I think.
And you can see Fracture just like dodging and trying to punch. And like every time that they try to punch, just the area that they are punching just like forms out around them so that they just like end up hurling through and landing on the ground and having to quickly dodge out of the way again. You can see that they're starting to flag. They're not going to be able to keep this up alone much longer.
We have to get out there and help them.
Can't we bring them back here?
Maybe. I have a crazy idea, but I think it would work. I'm going to try to get it back here.
All right. So, everybody hunker down.
Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. So
if you and Cole says, if you need me to just like hit a switch or something, I can set it off whenever you're ready to go.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen, Cole. I'm going to take all of this metal and I'm going to start levitating it, and I'm going to try and vibrate it.
I can't do that.
I know you can't. That's why I'm going to do that.
Right.
When I tell you to hit the switch, hit the switch. I'm hoping to power the super collider long enough to get the monster within the range of the field. That's when Penance comes in and burns it up.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'm going to, for all intents and purposes, fly-ish over to where the monster is. And I hope this is foolhardy action that I didn't tell anybody about. I'm going to light show a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to basically send some sparks out of my hands and yell at the top of my lungs, "Hey, big ugly fucker, over here."
Fantastic. Go ahead and roll to provoke.
And what
that's a roll plus superior.
Three.
Okay. So it turns towards you.
That makes sense.
And it sees you and it just makes the movement towards you in a ridiculously short amount of time.
Yeah, of course.
And it is just on you. And it gets several of its claws onto your arms and just pulls you in towards it. And you can see that its chest is starting to open up and there's all of these grabbing hands inside of its chest cavity.
Oh, God.
And it's starting to pull you quickly in. What do you do?
I'm going to roll to charge up my burn.
Okay. I don't know how much time you have.
Well,
you might be ending up inside by the time your burn is done.
Okay, then I'm going to try a spell that I've never tried before.
Okay.
To make myself hot.
Okay.
So that he wants to not hold me.
Okay, that sounds like you're directly engaged in a threat.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll plus danger.
Six. Wait. I'm afraid. Directly engaging a threat, so that's four.
Oof, okay. So yeah, so you start to just burn, and there's smoke and flame starting to rise from all of the arms holding on to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just continues to drag you in. And there is time for you to like scream something out to Fracture, but you're being swallowed by this thing.
Help!
And you are just surrounded by hands and darkness. And we go back to Alina.
Oops.
What do you do?
All right, I'm bringing the fight, to him.
Okay, so you jumping out that window,
yes.
Going Fracture style?
Yes.
Excellent.
And I'm gonna use my telekinesis to take some burning wreckage and start pelting him with it.
Okay. So that sounds like you are you trying to get its attention or you're trying to fight it?
I'm trying to get Sage back.
Okay, that's directly engaging a threat.
All right.
So we get the panel of Arcana just hurling burning wreckage up at this and Death Shroud starting to loom back in and like moving towards her.
Six.
Man. Okay, so.
And I can't help her because I'm.
You're in it. Yeah. You are like. Hurling all of this stuff, and what were you at? You were at six?
Yes.
Okay. So you're hurling all of this stuff at it, and just like slamming the Death Shroud with it, and it's just like, it's starting to slow down a little bit, because it is getting hit a lot, and then out of nowhere, Fracture comes jumping in, and just punches it across the face.
Nice.
And like, lands down on top of one of the buildings near you and shouts down to you, keep going. I think it's working. And Fracture is using one of your team in order to give you a plus one, bringing you to a seven. So what does that mean? That means that you trade blows, and on a 7 to 9, you pick one. Here, I'm actually going to go aside back to Sage for a moment. So think about that. Consider
okay.
it. So, you just feel these hands all over you, just dragging you, pulling you in.
Hands?
Just tons of these necrotic hands just dragging you into this chest cavity.
She's got it.
And then you're like plopped down onto the ground and you're on a flat surface. And the room is this like dull green weird light. It's like you're inside of a small tent that has a fire in the middle of it. And sitting across from you is a man. He's probably in his like mid-50s. He's kind of handsome-ish, but nothing that like stands out. Like just kind of a guy that might live next door. And he's sitting cross-legged, and in front of you is a fire that is actually just three skulls that have green flame coming up from them. And he just sort of leans forward and goes, "Listen, I'm sorry, but it has to be this way."
"Who are you? Where am I?"
"I'm Alec Harlow, and you're inside of Death Shroud. And I don't want to hurt you. It takes so much effort to eat supers, but Death Shroud needs to eat everyone. It needs to eat all of the people."
"Hold up. Did he eat you?"
"No. Let me explain. I brought you in here so that we could just stop this. You're not from this world. So these people here mean nothing to you."
"That's not true."
"But listen, if Death Shroud is allowed to eat these people, then my kids live. So if I have to decide between them and you and those little friends you've got out there, I'm going to defend my family."
"Listen, dude, you're going to run up against a big issue because I'm not going to let that happen."
And at this point, you can see that one of the three skulls, the flame is starting to die down, and it's like getting lower and lower, and he just goes, No, stop. No, please don't. No, come on. I'm feeding you. I'm getting you the death. You don't have to take her."
"So can I roll to assess the situation?"
"Absolutely."
"Oh, sweet."
"Christ." You can also roll to pierce someone's mask.
I was going to assess the situation and actually look around the place I'm in.
Okay, so the place that you're in is like, it's cloth all wrapped around. It's like
a tent.
It looks like a tent, kind of.
Okay, then I'm going to try to pierce the mask.
That's mundane.
Yeah, but I lose something.
Oh.
-2 on this. I'm at a 2.
Go ahead and ask a question.
How can I get you to let me out?
He will let you out if you agree to walk away and stop protecting the people inside the lab. Specifically the people from this world. That's what he's after.
No.
And he just says, "Listen, let me explain. You wouldn't understand. You're a kid. Like, you haven't had real responsibility." And he's trying to shift your labels. "Lower your savior."
"Yeah."
"And raise your mundane."
"Oh. 7.
"You may clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong. Shift one label up and one label down, your choice, or cancel their influence and take +1 forward against them."
"I'm going to shift my labels."
"Okay."
"I'm going to put my mundane down because fuck that guy."
"Okay."
"And put my savior up."
"Okay, cool." So he says, "My children had died, and Death Shroud came and gave me a choice. And as long as I keep feeding Death Shroud, they're okay." And he gestures down to like the three flames, and all three of them are starting to lower down slowly. And he says, "This isn't your world. It's not my world either. But if I just keep hopping around, it's just possibilities. These aren't real people. These are possibilities."
"What happens if you die?"
"I won't, as long as I keep him fed."
"You didn't count on me, and I'm going to make a fireball."
"Okay."
"And throw it right at him."
"All right, that sounds like directly engaging a threat. Go ahead and roll."
I'm -2. So that's 5 -2 plus what?
Danger.
Yeah, so I'm at 3.
Okay, so you form a fireball and you blast it into him, and he is like flung out from the back of Death Shroud. Just like he's like bursted out, and so like there's a guy just like flying through the air behind Death Shroud right now, just kind of like limply going, and you hear Death Shroud's voice. "I
can protect those you love. Join me, and I can protect those you love.
And so we just get that panel of that like, you know, creaking gray voice, and you sitting in darkness with the flames. We're going to hop over. Oh, so first off, you get to choose something from that list because you made that roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you choose?
I'm going to take something from him.
Okay. What are you going to take?
Sage.
I thought that might be the case.
Yes!
What does that look like?
So excited.
It looks like I basically run straight at him and shove my hands into his torso and start rooting around for Sage.
Yeah, so you see Arcana's hands just like push through the wall.
Alina?
Yeah, sweetie, come towards my arms.
Stay, I can save everyone. You'll never have to feel someone close to you die again.
Do I have free will inside this thing?
Yeah.
I take a moment because this is like one of my triggers as a character. And I see Alina's hands.
Sage, this guy reeks really bad. Can you please move towards the sound of my voice?
I don't want anybody else to get hurt.
And we won't, sweetheart, but I need you to get out of this thing now.
And before I can think about it too much longer, I just jump at her hands and like grab her hand.
Okay, and you pull her out and Death Shroud just falls. Just like we've seen several other times, the cloth and the flesh just fall and splatter. And when you turn, you see that Fracture has caught Alec Harlow and is looking over the two of you with a look of just like, just a huge grin on their face. And they put Alec down. He's super unconscious. And then like sort of jog over and say, okay, so we've got a little bit of time. It'll probably be back, but this, you were saying this, like this place, it makes a big energy effect, right?
Yes, an electromagnetic field. We should have brought Cole along. He can explain it.
So maybe you can use that to get out.
But
what?
To get back.
But how did we get here?
Look, you got here through magic, and there's veils between different realities, and they're very thin on Halloween. So you were brought through by that by the essence of that, would be my guess. But if you can use your magic and use the electromagnetic power, maybe you can make a portal and get back.
But what happens to you? What happens to this world?
I don't know. I'll end because the portal is gone. The connection is gone. But maybe not. Maybe this world is just moving towards its end, in which case I won't end yet, and I'll still have a little bit of time, but you need to get out. You're not from here. I'll find Arcana, I'll find you. I'll find you here, because there's one of you here too. And they just start moving back towards the lab. Like, just come on, we have to, there isn't time for you to stay. If Death Shroud comes back, it, like, I don't want you to die here when you have another chance in your world.
I'm gonna hold on to Alina for dear life and start dragging her to the building.
Okay. I'm going to numbly allow myself to be dragged.
Okay.
Girl, I got you. Are you feeling feels?
So you go inside the lab. So you go inside the lab, and Donovan is standing with Nancy and Dean over by this wall that's just plastered with all sorts of photographs and clippings from newspapers and all sorts of different things like that. It looks like they've been torn from like a dozen different locations. And he seems to be explaining something to them. And they're just like, they're just focused on that. But Cole is, you know, shirtless and sweaty and working on this mechanical stuff. Frank is helping him out a little bit, just moving things around.
And I don't care anymore.
I thought you might not, but it's worth mentioning anyway. It's not teenage drama if we don't mention that.
Yeah.
And so Cole and Frank turn and go, Okay. That sounded rad. What's the plan now?
All right. We're going to create the electromagnetic field as previously, but instead of trying to hold Death Shroud in place, we're going to try and open a portal, get back to our world.
Great. That's amazing. Because penance, of course, you're going to use magic and get us back.
Who's saying that?
Cole.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to do that. We need to gather some candles or candle-like objects that will burn, and we need to position them in a pentacle.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And once again, people are starting to scatter around to take care of things. Frank is in go mode. He is so excited that he's getting to help with this. And they're just working things out. Fracture's trying to find some stuff. Also, they're looking in their little bag to see if they've got anything in there that might, maybe they've got a candle kicking around. They've got all sorts of junk that's just coming out of that camera bag. But Donovan, Dean, and Nancy are staying, looking at the wall.
Here's what I think. If we can get the super
collider
to happen in the center of a pentacle, I think that the force will be enough to open a portal if I'm able to chant at the right moment.
Okay, what's the right moment?
I have, as soon as it's trapped and before I hit it, somebody else is going to have to hit it with fire. Someone else has to hit it with fire.
Janine is nearby, and because she's been kind of ready, gathering stuff is all well and good, but she has been fighting a war out here. So she's been waiting to see if there's anything specific needs to be done. And so she reaches to her back and pulls out a grenade and says, "Hit it with fire."
Oh my God, I love you right now.
And Fracture goes like, "Hey, pass it here." And she tosses over to them, and they catch it and go, "All right, here's our ticket."
Okay, new plan. I'm going to levitate. Watch for him to hit the center. Then we activate the super collider. Hopefully hold it still. Fracture is going to throw the grenade at it, and I will begin my chant, which hopefully will turn the explosion of this thing's extreme death into a portal.
Okay.
Oh my God. Did I clear a condition yet? I really want the...
Yes. Yeah, that scene has ended.
So we somehow have to lure Death Shroud into the center of the pentacle, start the super collider, hit it with a grenade, and I have to say it. An incantation at the same time.
And at that point, the roof of the place suddenly just shatters inward because Death Shroud is here.
Of course he is.
All right.
I guess go.
And so Death Shroud starts hurling himself down towards you. He's coming down essentially into the middle of the room. What do you do?
Can I try to charge my bird?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yes. 9.
Plus conditions?
11.
Nice.
Yes.
10 plus.
Okay, so I get 3, and I'm going to put up that green barrier again.
Okay.
Temporarily, so we're ready.
Okay, so you're...
It's over us.
Okay, so you're holding it kind of above all of
you? Yes.
Okay, so it lands on top, Death Shroud lands on top of the barrier and is just like grinning down at you, and just multitudes of limbs, like 20, 30, 40 limbs all scratching at the barrier, and just, "I can save one of you, just make the choice, just give yourself to me."
Okay, everybody back far, far, far away from the scary, enticing monster with promises of things that aren't good.
Everyone's pretty horrified. No one's really going for this right now.
Yeah. He's not cute. Just wait. Okay, I think I'm going to try and provoke Death Shroud over to get him into position. I'm going to do that. by lobbing shit at him and trying to cut off all of his arms.
Nice. Okay, go ahead and unleash your powers.
You got 4. It's plus nothing.
It's plus freak. Is that a 0?
So there's no way for me to
help out enough.
You're hurling the things and it just starts destroying stuff. Like its limbs are going all over the place. It's starting to rip things apart and it's looking less and less like you're going to be able to do this whole plan together. You can gather the energy. You can make the energy happen. But it's not going where you need it to go to kill Death Shroud and create the portal.
I'm going to try to protect her. I don't know if I can. I can't do both at the same time. I have to concentrate all my energy on holding the thing up.
You can unleash your powers to try to do something else at the same time.
Really?
Yes.
All right. That's a 9 plus freak?
Yep.
11.
Nice.
Hey, girl.
So what are you doing? You're...
I'm holding up...
The barrier?
The barrier. And I give Alina a fireball that she can...
Oh, like you create a fireball for her to push.
And I throw it and hope that she will catch it and then push it at him.
Okay.
Okay. And I try to push it at him, so I need to roll again.
Yeah, that'll be directly engaging a threat.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So what are you at? You're at 5?
No, I'm at 4.
You're at 4. Oh, okay. So you hurl the fireball.
I'm the worst.
You hurl the fireball at Death Shroud and you see that it shatters through the barrier. And then it hits Death Shroud. And Death Shroud is burst back and disappears. And the same thing that the cloth is there. And Fracture just looks to you and says, listen, I know you want to defeat him, but you're not going to. There isn't time. You just need to leave. You need to leave now.
No, we can't. And you're not helping.
Sage, I can't. I can't.
Yes, you can. Yes,
there's one of you here. There's one of you here. There's one of you here, and they can defeat it. Listen, I'll find them, okay? I promise. I promise. I'll keep them safe. I'll do everything.
Alina, listen to me. You know me, and I know you, and I know you can do this. All you need to do is focus long enough. Yes, you can. All you need to do is focus long enough to hold up the pieces of the thing. Come on, please. I know we can do this.
All right.
I believe in you.
So go ahead and roll to comfort or support. Plus mundane.
0.
You're talking together and the wall is just burst in and Death Shroud hurls itself through and grabs hold of Janine. It pulls her out into the street and there's just screaming on the panel. And when you look out towards the street, it's gone. So it is coming in. It came in, grabbed her, and ran. So it's no longer trying to face you head on. It's now hunting you and picking you off one at a time.
Listen, I know that
there's no other way to get out besides to open a portal.
Yes, and you can do that.
We can do that without killing the monster. Okay, we need to. We're making a. Educated choice to retreat.
We came in here with the purpose of saving people.
Sage, can you just for 1 second think about somebody else? Okay, this isn't some big hero thing. Okay, the stakes are real. Cole and Frank and Nancy and God, what was her name? It doesn't matter. They're real people, and we need to get back to where we are from.
Roll to provoke someone. That's plus superior.
9.
All right, so you choose if they do it, add a team to the pool, or if they don't, they mark a condition.
I think I'm going to damage our relationship, Sage. I'm really sorry.
So what she's saying is that if you don't do it, you're going to have to mark a condition. And what she's trying to provoke you into doing is... doing the run and getting out. So if you don't do it, you'll mark a condition immediately.
I really don't like this plan.
You don't have to like it. Just start the chant when I tell you.
Fine.
So we get a couple of different panels. We get one panel with you lifting everything up and Cole making different adjustments on the computer. And we have a panel of you setting up the makeshift candles and drawing in the pentagram. And we have like images. We've got a couple panels of Donovan and Fracture talking, and then Donovan talking with some of the kids you brought in. And we see Nancy take down one of the pictures that's up on the wall. And then the next thing we have is everything set up and everybody but Fracture gathered around this onto this pentagram ready to go. So Fracture is standing there and goes, "All right, so I'll be seeing you around.
Maybe we'll recognize you next time."
You will. If it's you. Other ones might not. It's not important. You'll recognize me next time, and I'll recognize you.
I won't like you then either.
It's okay. You grow to like me sometimes.
Doubt it.
It was really nice to see you, Penance, and Arcana, it's great. So, I'll see you next time, okay?
Okay.
Need me to hit the switch, or?
Yes. Are you ready?
I'll do it.
Okay. And they go over to the machine and hit the switch. And so this chugging, whirring sound starts to happen as the energy is all focused and gathered into one place.
And I start my chant, which is in Latin.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Is that plus freak?
Yes.
Eight.
Eight? Okay. So as you're doing this, like just energy waves are starting to like fly out from it. And like the lab is starting to just get ripped apart. But Fracture is staying there and like making sure the machine is running and just calling out to you like, "Yes, it's working. It's working." And the last thing you see is just this portal forming that's above you. And it's looking out into the big open lab that this is in your world, or presumably, at least not this world. And you're sucked up into it. And the last thing you see before you go is Fracture just closing their eyes and just fading away into mist. And then you're in the lab standing with the people you came with. And Nancy is holding a picture, and she kind of awkwardly hands it to you, and she says, "This is from the wall, but I thought you should maybe have it."
"Thanks."
And you take it, and it's a picture from the memorial wall that was a picture of, it looks mostly like you. She's got, like, some scars around her face, and she's in, like, the more elaborate kind of magical outfit, and it's a newspaper clipping.
Is everyone okay?
And they nod and like just said, "Yeah."
"I'm leaving."
"Sage, I'm sorry."
I just get up and I walk out.
Yeah. And I think that's the end of our episode. And so our final panel is Arcana reaching out towards Penance. And she's just walking out with a determined, angry look on her face. And just air is just pushing out around her. Her rage is just going to a point that like chairs are being pushed back from her. There's just force. End of session move. At the end of every session, choose one. Did you grow closer to the team, into your own image of yourself, or away from the team?
Into my own image of myself.
Okay. So explain how you see yourself and why, and then shift one label up and another down.
I am more, my eyes have been opened to my own limitations and okay. How much I have to learn. And as much as I want to be a hero, I don't want to do it at the expense of anyone's health or happiness, especially Sage.
Okay. Awesome. So you get to raise one of your labels and lower one of your labels.
So I'm going to raise my freak.
Okay.
Because that was some freaky shit. I'm going to lower my superior.
Awesome. Very cool. Oh, man. You know who's not going to be pleased about that?
Oh, the asset.
Yeah. Okay. And penance. Did you grow closer to the team, into your own image of yourself, or away from the team?
Away from the team.
Okay. So explain why you feel detached. Take influence over you away from another character.
I feel extremely betrayed by Alina.
Okay.
Especially because in that moment I was feeling very tied to her because she's the only reason I got out of that monster. And she did exactly what the monster promised me. She saved us at the expense of doing the right thing, in my opinion. So I'm going to take influence over me away from Alina, which means that
makes sense.
No one has influence over me anymore.
Awesome. All right. Thank you both so much for playing. And we will pick up next issue. Happy Halloween.
Good episode.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You were amazing. This was so much fun.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Penance is played by Elsbeth Denman, who can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. Alina Mars is played by Jessica Benigni, who can be found on Twitter at HerLockHolmes. The introduction was voiced by Peter DeGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us at our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com or follow us on Twitter at Protean City. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.